in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. There comes a time when women get tired. Yes, a woman does get tired, like a Bengal tiger pacing back and forth at the zoo, like the mama polar bear swimming for hours trying to find a little piece of ice, like the gorilla running from explosions deep in the Congo, or the queen salmon swimming upstream to a dry bed. There comes a time when exhaustion is an improvement over her weary existence, a time when sleep is yet another drudgery because her dreams have become nightmares, just a pause in the reality of daylight, yet a fragmented imitation of the constant threat of violence and violation. A woman gets tired of the institutionalized degradation she faces simply because she has the physical form of the feminine. Yes, she is tired. This is not only the struggle of an elderly neighbor or the young girl studying in high school on our block, but of a worldwide epidemic that infects the very fabric of our woven existence. It frays the careful stitching that provides the blanket of our lives. A woman is tired of the unrelenting fist of poverty striking her pregnant belly. She gets tired of being bought, sold, stolen from the life she deserves. She is tired of being skewered and flayed at the rough hands of dangerous armies. She is tired of being thrown on the funeral pyre, stoned to death in the municipal stadium at halftime. Yes, she is tired of being owned, possessed, enslaved by cruel husbands that shroud her in darkness and even in the early morning light. She holds a secret longing beneath that burqa that she will one day walk freely, dance in the street, sing out loud, and adorn her silky flesh with satin and lace, and declare, "I am a queen. You will bow down, for I am a queen. I am initiated as the maiden, go on to bear my children as the mother, but before I am set before the hearth to cloak myself in memory, I will claim sovereignty over me, for I am a queen. The seasons have brought me to brilliant autumn of my life, and I know that I have survived the lofty pain and sacrifice of childbirth. Though much time has passed, I will not be relegated to your divorced, sexless, disease-ridden abyss, where I am called displaced, widowed, sentenced to an empty nest. My nest is warm and feathered with the magnificent plumes of the pheasant and even the down of the humble chicken. There are over 60 million women in America who are rowing in the same boat. We are not privileged by our color or station. We remain subjective, objectified, and judged by the carriage of our bosom beyond the quality of our mind and soul. Yet together, we are the ones who will change the world. There will come a time when the word of all women will be heard, even if they whisper from the highest mountaintop. Justice will strain her ears to listen and compensate for what cannot be compensated. There will come a time when a woman will no longer look over her shoulder in fear, run for her life, hide her children, and she will rise. That is her birthright, for she is the creator. How do I know this? Because I am a queen. I am a queen, and I know that all women who have carried life in their wombs, all women who have endured the loveless marriage, all women who have raised children only to lose them to despair or the ravages of war, or have lost their jobs, or house, or breast, or her very womb, have come to a time of life when they sit upon the throne of experience, passion, grief, knowledge, understanding, forgiveness, patience, and a beauty beyond the recipe dispensed on the magazine racks of America. Some may think this is a renaissance for women to excel in the marketplace, the opportunities our mothers would never dream of. Yes, there is something within our reach, though it is not the happy meal of the corporation that we will feast upon, but the poetry of our existence, the very force of our nature, the sustenance of our organic harvest, the laughter distilled of our tragedies and passionate pleasures that roll down our thighs like a mighty river after the dam has broken. I am a queen, and I know that one day all women will eat the true fruits of our labor, leaving a taste fragrant and sweet, delighting our bitter tongues. We will sit upon our thrones and bathe in respect and glory and be sanctified in the power that God Almighty has granted us to give birth to a new day. I am a queen. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can hear more at sherryglazer.net.